In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Blessed Sebastian de Aparicio is a spectacular life because it was a life full of miracles. His communication with the saints and angels was continuous, and when he had any need, they came to his aid. Some saints were his special friends, such as the Apostle St. James, his father St. Francis of Assisi, St. Didacus of Alcala, St. Anthony of Padua. Souls from purgatory and angels also frequently appeared to him to help him in the difficult moments. Until he was 70 years old, he lived as a layman, and by working the land or transporting goods with his carts and oxen, he became rich. At 60, he felt alone, and keeping his chastity, he married to have company and someone to take care of him. His first wife died. He married a second time, and the same thing happened. He then distributed his goods and became a Franciscan lay brother at more than 70 years of age. However, despite his old age, God gave him a long life, as he lived and worked practically until his death at 98 years of age. It should be noted that despite being born in Spain, he came to Mexico at the age of 31 and lived there until his death. He is considered the first transporter or carter, since with his carts and his oxen, he instituted this profession to transport materials or food from one place to another. He was a specialist in taming oxen and fastening them to carts. As we will hear, he led a human life of a lot of physical work, although he never neglected his spiritual life. He always went with his rosary in hand, being in continuous communication with the Lord, the Virgin Mary, the saints, and the angels. May we learn from him to live the dogma of the communion of saints, without forgetting that we are not alone in this world, and that there are millions of saints and angels who will be happy to help us as we invoke them, especially the saints of our special devotion and our guardian angel. Blessed Sebastian de Aparicio was born on January 20, 1502, in the Villa de la Godina in the Galicia region of northern Spain. His father was called Juan de Aparicio, and his mother, Teresa del Prado. They were farmers, and when little Sebastian had the use of reason, he began to take care of the cows and help his parents in the fields. In 1557, when he was 55 years old, a man from Mexico City who was financially well off, although not rich, thought of proposing to Blessed Sebastian de Aparicio that he marry his daughter. To this end, he invited him to his house one day to discuss an important matter with him. Blessed Sebastian did not know what it was about and attended. He found many people in the house who had been invited for the matter, and they treated him with great courtesy, inviting him to sit next to the young woman who had prepared and adorned herself well. He didn't want to sit there, but he finally agreed, so as not to sound rude. At first, he talked about various issues, and then the central theme was discussed, marriage with his daughter. He excused himself and said that it would be good to deal with her dowry, which was going to be given to him to support a young noblewoman. The woman's father assured him that he would give him some fields and lands. Blessed Sebastian replied, "I have enough land. You have to deal with money." The father said that he could only give him 600 pesos for now, 8 at a time. He replied that he also earned the same amount. So he stood up and left, saying that he didn't want to get married. This happened in Mexico City. Some years later, when Blessed Sebastian was 60 years old, he settled in Chapultepec, and an honest man urged him to marry his daughter. Blessed Sebastian, who felt alone, accepted the proposal to have a woman accompany him and serve him, but without fulfilling the sexual obligations of marriage. Blessed Sebastian often took his young wife in the front saddle on the horse, like a daughter, and took her to an old lady to teach her to sew and other things around the home. and she was so young that she spent her free time playing with other women. At night, he would lie at the foot of the bed where his wife slept after praying the rosary. One day, his in-laws asked him why he treated his wife like that. He replied that he had married for no other purpose than to serve her and treat her well and leave an inheritance to her if she survived. They did not understand it and asked for the nullification of the marriage, as it was not consummated. And when they were about to sue him, our Lord Jesus Christ took his wife to eternity. He buried her in the Franciscan convent of Tacuba, in whose jurisdiction she lived, and he sent to her parents 2,000 pesos, with which he had endowed her for her needs. At the age of 63, he tried to marry with the same intention as the first, and found a young woman, noble and virtuous. And the same thing happened. One day, he went out to the field and locked her up as he used to avoid any outrage. The wife climbed a tree that was in the middle of the courtyard of the house, and while she was there, they told her that her husband was coming. The young woman wanted to go down quickly, and she fell to the ground, and from that fall of hers came her illness and her death. In a will that he had made in a serious illness, in case he died, he wrote, "For the greater honor and glory of God, my wife remains a virgin as I received her from her parents, because I only married her to have some gift in her company, since I find myself already ill alone, and for protecting her and serving her with my finances." He buried her in the church in the town of Azcapotzalco, and he sent her parents another 2,000 pesos, with which he had endowed her, and all the jewelry and clothes that he had given her. After the death of his second wife, Blessed Sebastian lived alone for a few years, and thought that God's will for his life was to be religious, if they accepted him despite his years. They first received him as a lay servant to the Franciscan order. As such, the Father Superior, or the Guardian, sent him to serve the Sisters of St. Clare. To be free from all worries, Blessed Sebastian wanted to donate almost all of his properties to his convent, which was starting. In Mexico City, he had a hacienda between Tlalnepantla and Azcapotzalco, and he gave it to them with all the wheat and corn that was in it, with the oxen and horses and implements, and another small cattle ranch, which bordered the town of Cahuacan and Chiapas. And he also gave them the deeds in which the amounts of money owed to him were recorded in pesos. All this is recorded in the deed of donation that he granted in Mexico before the notary on December 20, 1573. He also distributed part of the money to the poor. While serving as a servant of the poor Clares, the demons chased him and did not let him sleep at night, appearing in different forms. The devil wanted at all costs to take away his vocation and make him return to the secular life again. He was distraught, and the sisters advised him to continue in the fight without being discouraged. They would help him and send men to accompany him every night. The first night that he had such company, the demons appeared like two angry lions and charged at the two men. They wanted to drown one and scared the other by playing with a lamp that moved from one place to another. Blessed Sebastian entrusted himself to God and threw himself against the lion that was drowning one of them and made him leave. And he did the same with the other lion. But those men never wanted to go back, not even if they gave them a lot of money. On the other hand, since the sisters treated him very well and wanted to make him eat nice things, he preferred to retire and ask for the religious habit as a lay brother of the order and not as a simple layman. He took the religious habit in the convent of Mexico on June 9, 1574. During the novitiate year that followed his taking of the habit, there was not a day in which the devil did not disturb him in some way to make him believe that he had no vocation. Once, the demon appeared to him in the form of a black bull and fought with him for 2 hours. He was very mistreated bodily, but very strong in spirit. A witness who was a novice with Blessed Sebastian affirms that the demons persecuted him a lot and took the blankets from his bed and threw them out the window. In the morning, he found them on the roof of the convent. One night, to free himself from the annoyance of the demons, he had wrapped himself tightly in his blankets and tied himself with a rope, and when the demon came, he was taken with the blankets. He started screaming, asking for help, because the devil wanted to throw him out the window. Some religious came and saw him lying on the ground, wrapped and tied with his blankets, and having released him, they found that he had many bruises from the blows he received. And Blessed Sebastian told them that the devil had appeared to him in the form of a lion and other animals, and that he was afflicted, thinking of giving up the habit and returning to the world, and that St. Francis of Assisi had appeared to him and had consoled him, and he had been reassured. The Guardian Father charged the entire community to pray and discipline themselves so he could overcome temptations and could profess. At the end of the novitiate year, he had to make a profession of the three vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience as a good religious, but the fathers of the convent were divided. Some accepted him because they saw him as humble, obedient, and mortified. Others said that he was too old and he could not walk barefoot or fast like the others, much less could he work as a layman in the heavy work of the house, for which natural forces were needed. He seemed to be very sure of professing, since he commanded that the little money that he had reserved for his support be distributed to the poor. In the end, they accepted him, and he professed on the day of St. Anthony of Padua, his special advocate, who had appeared to him on some occasions to help him in his escapades. After making his profession, he stated that St. Francis of Assisi had appeared to him the following 3 nights, telling him to persevere, because if he had suffered a lot, the reward received was also a lot. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.